where on the campus at the University of Tennessee do ghosts reside? Hour number two of the Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. As always, the podcast is uploaded moments after the show goes off the air. As always, the Periscope is recording and streaming live right now on the Facebook and Twitter apps. You can go and follow the show there if you want to. You can go and check out fanrunradio.com for a lot of great stories and things to get you ready for the next Tennessee game. It's just covering the sports world in general. And then, hey, last but not least, you have the Fan Run Radio app to download. It's a great app. Go check it out. You can follow the show, follow the station, wherever you are headed throughout the day. Hey, by the way, also, as always, we are broadcasting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Hey, look, let me ask you this. Do you ever find yourself wishing that you could make a little extra cash with some of that NFL or college football knowledge that you possess? And my bookie, they want to help your dreams come true this season. Look, between football season, MLB, actually, that's wrapped up. So now you got football season between NFL, college football, all this different kind of stuff. It's time to get off the sideline and in on the action. Look, if you're the kind of guy who maybe likes to bet a little to win a lot, maybe try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this weekend, parlays are perfect. Look, they let you bet multiple games together for a much, much bigger payout. So, if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you really want to support your team this season, do not just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie. And look, if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Brandon, that sounds pretty nice, huh?
Pretty nice.
Use promo code Knoxville to activate this offer. That's promo code Knoxville to double your cash today. Visit mybookie.ag. What do they say, gentlemen? It's always the same. You play, you win.
You get paid.
You get paid.
Looking at some of the SEC games during the bye week at mybookie.ag. Arkansas, this is a hot one, I think. Arkansas comes in a 12-point dog to A&M.
Oh, wow. I would take defense, maybe.
I would take the Hogs. I think that's going to be a close.
I would, too.
That's going to be a close game. Also, Missouri, Florida. Florida comes back to action. They come as a 13.5-point favorite to the Tigers playing at home in Gainesville.
And the Missouri only other looks pretty. They've yeah, been looking pretty good.
I think that's a hot one, too, if you're looking for some games this weekend since the Vols don't play. And then you also have Mississippi State and the Pirate, 30.5-point dogs to Alabama. Take the Tide.
30.5.
Take the Tide.
Wait, what was the line against Tennessee?
21.5.
21.5.
9 points still.
Yeah, take the Tide on that one. So that's some of the SEC matchups this weekend. Lane Train heads to Nashville. They're 17-point favorites against the Commodores.
Okay.
And that's your SEC roundup.
There you go.
Not a lot of big games. Georgia-Kentucky, I missed that one. Kentucky comes in as a 15.5-point dog to Georgia, playing them at the grocery store field.
Did you say take Alabama or take Mississippi State?
I said take the Tide.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because Mississippi State's falling apart.
Yeah, I ain't taking the Pirate.
I was going to say,
yeah. I said take the Tide.
Kylan Hill quit the team.
Any dogs I'd take on these, like I said, back to mybookie.ag, if you have forgotten, I'd look at Missouri and then that Arkansas-Texas A&M game.
I love that Arkansas bet.
Yeah,
I really do.
12-point dogs to A&M. A&M's played everybody close, even when they upset Florida.
Hey, lock of the week. UNC -6.5 at Virginia. Virginia's been getting their just rear end whooped all year. They're going to get boat raced.
Yeah, so that'll be our games this weekend. Big games, Ohio State, Penn State. There's not a lot of great games this weekend. It seems not a lot of ones that are going to excite me. I mean, I'm glad it's college football, but I don't see any that I'm just like, wow, that's going to be great.
You know, it's definitely going to.
It was tough picking the games.
Picking the games this week. I just don't see any games. I'm like, man, it's going to be a really close game. That's going to be a game everybody's going to be watching.
I know. I'll tell you what. Maybe with Tennessee being on a bye week, I might, you know.
Take a little breaky break.
Exactly. Take a little break from football this weekend.
A little refresh.
There you
Halloween
go.
Party.
There you go. Yeah, I can't wait for Halloween on Saturday. So,
has everybody gotten their costume?
No.
You haven't gotten your prince costume yet?
You got to be the prince, man.
Stop. I'm like. I want you guys to know that this is like a genuine stress in my life right now. Like,
why
not
don't
even,
you
not
just
even
dress up as a
related.
Prince? Yeah,
like,
just
this
do
is
it.
A genuine stress.
And tell me again why you didn't want to
go off the show. Like,
yeah.
It's not good.
Why did you not want to do it?
Just do it.
Okay, but there's no way that I can, like, there's, even if I wanted to, even if I said that I was going to, I can't at this point. Like, there's no good, I do not want to drop $75 on a costume. I don't even drop a little bit of money
but
on
you
a costume.
But all right, so I bought one prop for my costume. Everything else is DIY. I'm going as a witch doctor.
Let me show you this.
I
told the witch doctor.
Sing it. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said, ding, ding, walla, walla, bing, bang.
Hey.
Eat, ooh, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang.
You have to sing that the whole time.
Ting,
ting, all of Halloween.
All witch doctors have a staff. I feel like they should have a staff.
Yeah, going out trying to.
I want to be a witch doctor now.
I have this.
Chances
I have. I have this cool top hat with feathers and bones all over it. And I've told you guys.
Was that DIY? Did you just go like kill some animals?
No, the hat had the bones, but. My girlfriend, I've told you guys, she's very much into taxidermy, and if you guys ever came by the house, there's bones, there's dead animals in jars where she has soaked them in alcohol to, like, rid the skin and stuff, and you just have, like, the skeleton or whatever. So, like, she's making me, like, earrings with the bones, and, yeah. So
she's, like, really into taxidermy then.
Yeah, dude. Wow. I'll drive past something, like, want to pick that up for me? Yeah, like dead birds, things like that. You know, soak it in alcohol. It soaks all the skin and stuff, and just keep the bones. She's big into like making. She make like earrings and stuff, like
wow.
Crafts with like bones and things like that.
Okay. So, Prince.
Here's what you got to do.
But all right, so either you go as Prince or you go as Prince Nelson Rogers, and you get a purple suit, and you know, do your hair,
little flip.
My idea. You get a crown. You put a crown on, you get a white shirt, and just write in Sharpie, Prince, and just wear some, like, athletic shorts or jeans.
I like that, too. Like, you can always win if you're funny.
Guys.
That's you.
That's not me.
That's
it's
you.
$27?
Oh, my God.
That's not me.
That's so you.
That looks like you, dude.
I had your side,
you
but
could
now
totally
I see
pull
that
off.
Looks
that's you, Rick Butler. You can pull that off with the quickness. You might actually look like you belong in the Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely do it.
I'll have to shave my beard beforehand, too, for
no,
a wedding.
No.
So
it'll
like,
grow
I'll
back.
Look, I'll look baby face too.
Well, yeah, you can shave
more,
you can shave it on.
Princes don't have beards.
Yeah, because then you'll go straight.
Oh, yeah, you can't be a prince with a beard.
That's what I'm saying.
You can be a king with a beard.
Well, you gotta
go ahead and shave it off, and then you'll just go straight into No Shave November.
Boom.
No, that's not.
That's
really good.
Good move.
It's really good.
Good move.
Honestly, though, if you wear that prince costume and you have a baby face, people might think that the girl is just taking her younger brother trick-or-treating with her.
What?
Well, he could always. He could go chin strap. I think you will look very good in the prince costume.
It's worse. It's so
you could be
much
a,
worse.
What if you did like. That one's worse. Don't get that one. What if you did like Zombie Prince?
Or Prince of Mookamora.
Some dead makeup on.
Prince of Mookamora.
Just do it.
The football player.
Yeah. Just buy his jersey real quick.
Oh, no.
I think the Prince costume is going to work for you.
Oh, no.
Prince Fielder?
Oh, yeah.
No, he was a bust.
The GOAT?
I think my team is still paying him.
He wasn't really a bust.
Yeah, whoa. He's
injury.
Like Hall of Famer.
He was a bust for me. I think we're literally still paying
his
him.
His back gave out on him.
All right, I'm looking at this costume. $27.
I think you should do it.
Hey, just pull the trigger.
Can you get it in time?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. I saw it.
I don't know how that works.
It's Prime.
Worse.
No, the first one.
The first one is the one you got to go with.
I don't think it's going to be in on time.
Maybe I should get a Halloween costume this year.
Let's see. I'm going to get on Prime now because you have no excuse. Prime, Prince costume for men.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if there's.
I am not kidding. This
if there's one you can order, Rick. It shouldn't be stressful.
I said, why can't I just be in on the decision about the couple costume, right? Why couldn't if I had any kind of say, I would have offered. I would have said, let's be
See,
Cowboys.
She said that you should be Prince, so you should be Prince.
Would I look like an idiot as Prince, though?
With that wig?
I feel like I would.
That would be awesome, though, if you did it.
The Dallas Stars just released neon jerseys. They're terrible. Anyway, yeah. Are you a...
It's about that time.
Never mind then.
It is about that
time. You got to get the costume.
Oh, these are bad jerseys.
Costumes on Friday?
Oh, it looks like we just highlighted.
You going to wear your costume on Friday?
I'll wear my costume.
All right.
First down. Dodgers win the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
And
the Storybook
Seager.
Prince costume. It's on Prime, Rick.
All right. At least send it to me. And we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it after. Corey Seager named World Series. I can't even.
Corey Seager.
I can't believe
World Series
this
MVP.
Was brought up. I can't believe. Like, now I'm worked up.
He's rattled.
I'm agitated over this. I'm like Rob Manfred yesterday. Corey Seager named the World Series MVP after the Dodgers win their first series since 1988. Seager, let's see. Where is his stats?
You are rattled.
Probably on ESPN.
I am rattled.
You are rattled.
He hit 400 and had two home runs.
400 and had two home runs. I am rattled. Anything else on Corey Seager?
Very deserving. Good to see him get it.
If he didn't get it, who else gets it? Does it go to Mookie Betts?
I would say so.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I actually thought
maybe
he.
Clayton?
I thought it was going to be one of those things where they give it to Mookie anyways because he's the bigger
too,
star.
And I was just like, come on.
Because he's the bigger
Seager
star.
Has deserves it, but like,
and then like Rick said, I thought it might even have been a sympathy and it would have been given to Clayton Kershaw because he should have got it many
because
times.
Maybe baseball wants him to have that moment.
Yeah,
they did. I mean, Dave Roberts gave him
got the baby
a
on the
out,
stage.
Right? Yeah, the baby was good.
Seager got
good.
He got a pimp Tahoe.
He got a ridiculous
Z71. That is a bad memo.
It
is.
Jamma.
It's no F-150.
That's a nasty car.
Corey Seager would dress up as a prince if his girlfriend, if
his wife,
if his date or wife asked him to do it.
He said he was giving his wife the Tahoe because that's what she wanted as a wedding gift.
And I will not pay these $26 to be a prince for Halloween.
You should be a stick of butter. I don't know. I'm looking for Halloween costumes.
Second down.
He should be a stick in the mud because he won't put on the prince costume.
God, duh. Second down. I'm rattled. The Dallas Cowboys have traded veteran defensive end Everson Griffin to the Detroit Lions, the worst city in sports, for a conditional draft pick. Team announced Tuesday. Cowboys have also announced that if they cannot trade Dontari Poe or Daryl Worley today, they were just going to outright release them at the end of the day.
Daryl Worley?
Fire sale. Maybe it's Daryl something. Maybe Daryl's the last name?
Daryl Worley. No, you're right. Daryl Worley.
Okay.
But there's another Daryl Worley with two R's. He's a country singer. Have you forgotten?
Is that one of his hits?
Run. Don't know if I knew that in the first one.
Have you forgotten?
Oh, that's the song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a question.
Huh. Oh, man. Daryl Worley.
Rough day. Let's see. In other NFL news, third down.
Prince.
Two things.
Prince.
The Baltimore Ravens, they've signed Dez Bryant to the practice squad. Throw up the X. And the, Charlie, who was it that you just said? What team?
Wait, for Dez Bryant?
No. The Texans. The Texans are on a bye week. However, they have shut down their facility after a positive COVID-19 test. So that's a little bit more NFL news.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking during the break. It seems like most of these NFL teams have kind of had their COVID outbreaks only be a few days. Titans have been the only exception to that. They've kind of had the outbreak, but I feel like the Texans will be fine.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these NFL teams, for the most part, have been able to contain the spread.
They've been
well,
able to get it and get it out
like
the way.
Like within 72 hours, they're back running. All right, fourth and final down. Jumping over to college football. As Charlie had mentioned earlier, Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill not expected to play again this season. He told the coaching staff that he's getting ready to prepare for the NFL draft. That guy's done.
Him and Mike Leach did not get along. There were some bad things that happened in that locker room between those
ooh.
Two.
Yeah, he's opting out of the Yikes. Season. Surprisingly, a lot of people thought that he was going to opt out at the beginning of the season anyways.
He was pretty upset with the quarterback situation. They're
taking
a lot of the players,
KJ Costello out?
No, a lot of the players do not want Costello in right now, but they didn't want the freshman in either. They wanted Jalen Moose Maiden or Garrett Trader, both of whom have not gotten the opportunity to even compete for the job, and both of whom have now announced that they are transferring out. That is three quarterbacks from Mississippi State that have transferred out, and they are down to KJ Costello, the true freshman, and two walk-ons.
Mm. By the way, did y'all also see what Trevor Lawrence said? Asked what his NFL future is going to be. He said, my mindset has been that I'm going to move on, but who knows? There's a lot of things that could happen.
Wait, what is that?
That he might come back.
He might not want to be a stupid New York Jet. Well,
I wouldn't. Why?
I think it would depend on if they keep Adam Gase or not. But
they've ruined.
No way, I'm going there no matter what.
What were we just talking about before? Who were we just talking about before Trevor? Kylan Hill. I do kind of respect Mike Leach though. Those other quarterbacks. Maybe he's upset the team, and maybe your best player is now left, but at least he's going with a quarterback that he's going with one of his quarterbacks.
Yeah, people were upset from the get-go with the KJ Costello just because Garrett Schrader was brought in to be their next big quarterback, started as a freshman and won like four games as a freshman.
Oh, Chance, it's on Prime too. It means if I order it today, it's here on Friday.
See, do it now. Just if you do it now, you see you can't wait until
there's
tonight.
There's only one left in stock.
Oh well. I think you gotta pull the trigger.
But if I do it, then I have to commit to it. And I'm not ready to commit to it because it's a dumb costume. But then if I miss out, I can't go back.
See? If you don't do it, you're definitely not the nicest guy.
Oh, that is mean. You can't put
he is
that
number,
on me.
He is number two. On the mean list.
Yikes. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Myself. Pretty scary, right?
You should get just a bunch of different of those like paint palettes from Home Depot. Just a bunch of different shades of gray and tape them all over you and just be 50 shades of gray.
That's actually a pretty good one.
I think you, of all people, could pull that off.
Just go to Lowe's or Home Depot and just take all the
swatches.
Yes, I need a lot of these.
Yeah. How many?
Gray,
all of
give them.
Them
to me.
How many would you like? Yes.
50.
I gotta be honest. I'm still just interested in this whole witch doctor hat thing.
It's badass.
It has got me.
Speaking of witch doctor, you want a fifth down? Non-sports related fifth down?
Yeah.
You want
to call Robert?
Yes.
Let's go to Morgan County. Morgan County, Rick. I don't feel like this music fits. This is a very dark story.
Do it.
The Morgan County Sheriff's Office has been informed that a positive identification through DNA testing performed by Knox County Regional Forensic Center.
Oh, local?
And the UT Department of Anthropology has been made of a human skull that was found allegedly in March of 2019 by an individual in the Gobi area of Morgan County. Someone subsequently placed the skull on a fireplace mantle where a pair of sunglasses were added. The skull remained there until the sheriff's office was informed of its existence. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office retrieved the skull and sent it for testing using DNA from family members of Junior McCann, who had been missing since September 2016. And extensive search was made at the time of the skull being taken into custody.
You're saying a decorative skull ended up being evidence in a murder?
Yes.
The skull of a murdered man.
How could you ever sleep in your house again knowing that at one point
and that's local?
You had a murdered man's skull with sunglasses on it decorating your home? I would have to move and burn the house.
Now, does the homeowner have any connection? Like, are they a suspect? Are they looking sus? Are they orange over there and electrical looking sus? How many people got that? I don't know.
In March 2019, Potter got a call that a skull wearing sunglasses was sitting on the fireplace mantle of the person who currently lived in McCann's old house. So it was his old house. Apparently his dog brought the skull up on the porch that morning. I know there's speculation out there that it had been there for a year and a half. That is incorrect.
Oh.
It had only been there a few hours when we got the call.
I don't believe him. I believe the speculation, and I think that guy is probably haunted now.
It's very, very strange. Like Chance said, morbid story. Here, locally. Oh, well, he came down to earth, and he lit in a tree.
I said, Mr. Purple People Leader, don't eat me. Go back here on Blitz, 11:25 a.m. Now, talking about the basketball season coming up. Look, we're only about a month away, and one of the biggest storylines I think heading into, or that we've been talking about for college football, has been kind of the, I guess, the outcome from the different preseason, right? How some coaches have been able to seemingly coach through that while others have been weighed down by the fact that there was no preseason to work with. In Tennessee's case, it feels like they might be more on the side that, you know, the staff has been weighed down by the less practice time. Either way, one of the questions that I've naturally had is how is that going to affect the college basketball season? Well, Santiago Viscovi, point guard for Tennessee, spoke with the media yesterday and had a couple of actually, I thought, really interesting things to say about what life was like in a different part of the country during the lockdown. Here's what, again, Santiago Viscovi had to say to the media yesterday. Quote, in Uruguay, it was way easier because COVID was a smaller thing. We had very few cases, and by the time I was there, we were only around 60 total active cases in the whole country. So it was basically me working out by myself with the strength and conditioning coach I knew, and also playing 5-on-5 with guys that I knew. And I think that really helped us to grow along and just knowing the environment was safe. Pretty good. They say he looks much bigger. He looks much faster. Looks much stronger. Saying he is a personal trainer now. Been doing more work on the court, been taking care of his body well. Solid point guard, man. An electric point guard like Santiago Viscovi, who we're about to talk about what he said about the way his game has changed. But just getting this guy back for a full season, a totally rebuilt body, totally rebuilt game, style maybe even. And not necessarily game as in the type of shots he shoots. But man, you're bigger, you're more physical. Take it to the rack a little bit more. Add in a little bit more versatility to your game. Anything stand out about that to you?
I mean, I'm just thinking about how good this team is going to be.
I know.
I mean,
this is the year.
If Viscovi just improve, I mean, if all those guys just improve just a little bit, and then if those freshmen are as good as advertised, if they're half as good as advertised. I mean, Jaden Springer, some think that he's going to be a lottery pick. If he's half as good as that, if Pons has taken another step forward, if Fulkerson has taken another step forward.
Fulkerson, might we add, in Gary Parrish's third team preseason All-American.
Did he?
That came out yesterday.
That's great.
He had him on that list.
I just hope this season can happen.
Yeah.
Without any kind of hiccups or anything like that. I'm interested to see when they're going to release the schedule.
Yep.
I think we're 4 weeks away. I think either today or tomorrow we're like 4 weeks away from college basketball. And right now, the only game on Tennessee's schedule is Kansas.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
we find out soon. Can't wait.
I mean, you better. They better.
Here's what else Viscovi had to say during the press conference. I feel way quicker. I feel leaner, also because I got leaner when I was working out back home. I feel that it's really going to help me first off from a defensive standpoint, because I will be able to guard quicker guards. And in terms of the offense, I believe it will help me a lot because I'm feeling better and I'm quicker, and I can go by guys now. So I think that's a big difference in my game. And then he said this. Oh, boy. Real quick, Brandon, what do you remember most from Santiago Viscovi's breakout second half of the season? Like, what did he bring to the table that we're desperately needing?
Three-point shooting.
He said this, quote, I've been working a lot on my 3-point shot. I feel way better than I did last semester, and I feel way better shooting right now. This guy shot 36% from 3-point range last year in his first ever American basketball experience. Now he's only getting that much better. He's been working that much more on his 3-point shot to go in addition with this new game style that he has to where he feels confident that he can blow past guys to the rack. This kid's going to be deadly next year. Like, I think he really could break out as an emerging superstar. I think right now, man, you might have this three-headed monster of Santiago Vescovi, Yves Pons, and John Fulkerson to really start out the season while some of these maybe new guys are getting acclimated to the team, acclimated to in-game with Tennessee.
What about Triple J?
And then you add him in.
I think...
Got everybody.
I mean, toward the end of last year, I thought you saw Josiah Jordan James kind of... What?
What?
What are you cackling at?
You okay over there?
I just started thinking about all the players on our team.
It's got a squad, dude.
It's great.
I mean,
it's so cool.
I believe at the end of last season, I think that's when he really started to kind of, because everybody kind of expected that, oh, 5-star, he's going to come in right away and dominate, and he wasn't that. He was a nice player, but I think toward the end of last season, he really started to step up and kind of figure out his role.
He's just the do-all guy.
Kind of a I mean,
jack of all trades.
Get you a couple assists here. He can take it. I mean, I think he kind of found his shot, kind of in that mid-range jumper. I mean, he's another one. I mean, this team's just loaded.
You know who else is on this team? Oh wait,
who?
Victor Bailey.
Plenty. Eros
Plosvic.
I mean, he even still got, you know, guys who were contributors last year who you expect maybe to get a little bit less time, but who are still talented. Devontae Gaines and Olivia Comwell.
Oh, big ticket.
How about those
Gaines,
two guys?
Gaines was one. I'm looking at the team picture right now that they took.
Oh, these dudes who are yacked?
Well, I mean, remember last year, Devontae Gaines was just like, he was like a beanpole. He was so skinny.
He was
so skinny. I'm looking at this picture. He's beefed up a little bit.
Good.
I mean, he's obviously
beefy boy.
I mean, he's not like jacked or anything, but he's you can tell he's put on some weight.
Pull the old Calipari platoon strategy, but just Fulkerson plays for both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, holy.
What about Pember?
What about Pember? Yeah. Shoot.
What about Pember?
What about Drew Pember?
Like, we have like 14 guys that should play. Good golly. Holy. Also.
Can't wait for the season.
Breaking news on the college football front.
Okay.
Nebraska and Wisconsin has been canceled.
Oh, wow.
There is a COVID outbreak on Wisconsin's team. 6 staff members, 6 players. That includes head coach Paul Christ.
Oh. Wisconsin is looking
Wisconsin
good.
Looks like.
Wisconsin had an offense. Holy smokes.
Just after their quarterback, and then now they got more.
Oh, man, this is probably the most promising start that Wisconsin could ask for. They now have a passing game. They have a good offense to go along with that defense, and then just, oof.
Yeah, but because of the completely unnecessary, illogical 21-day rule.
They're all done.
They're done for, like, ever. And that could probably just, I mean, this could end
for
their
like
season
ever.
Potentially. Yeah, for like ever.
Yeah, they're done.
Also, Dan Patrick kind of dropped some weird knowledge, potential interesting little piece of information.
What'd Dan say?
He said a source from Wisconsin said that Graham Mertz likely had COVID prior to last week's game.
And played anyway?
But he tested negative. So they were like, okay, well, I guess just keep playing then, even though, I mean, he potentially had symptoms and felt like he had COVID. So he went to all the team activities, and now it's spread.
More at the Blitz right after this. All right, here we go back here on the Blitz. And before we get into our next segment here, man, I want to tell you about something that is or at least should be, right there at the top of your radar.
Yep, as we've been telling you, you should know by now. But just in case you don't, sports betting is almost here, and we're getting closer and closer each day. And you need to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 free in bets just for signing up. $50 free in site credit just to register and verify early. No deposit is required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports, and it's simple, easy to use app. Makes it easy to find the bet that you're looking for and get it locked in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel is going to get you your money in as little as 24 hours because it is the right thing to do. But right now, all you need to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, check out their app, see how easy it is to use for yourself. Just be sure to sign up, register, use promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you to the right place. And again, once you do that, you will get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. Again, that's promo code BLITZ to get your $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. You must be 21 years or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
I am spooked right now.
Spooked?
Spooked.
By what?
Look, and I don't know if we're going to do this right here, but I'm reading through some of these University of Tennessee ghost stories. Very legitimate. I mean, some of these are like that. They'll make your the hair on your arm stand.
The old goosebumps.
Yes, some of them are good. They're very detailed.
Chicken skin.
They're very detailed. If you guys want to, we can certainly say this till tomorrow. But if we do, I want to go ahead and just go through like one of these. These are crazy.
Give me one.
All right, so. Let's talk about this one. I guess we should save the hill for tomorrow, right? The hill is like the big one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so on the way there. Perkins Hall. Do you guys know about Perkins Hall?
Yes.
Where is Perkins Hall?
So it was demolished.
Yeah, I would say it is no more now.
Right, because I didn't really know about it either. It was demolished in 1979. You know, if you've been around the campus for years, you might have seen it. Perkins Hall was built near the original Blunt Hall. During the early foundation work before Blunt Hall was raised, the bodies of 8 Union soldiers were uncovered and relocated.
This is like the only one that I've ever been familiar with.
The next ones are, I think, are better. But I went with this one because I do feel like it's the most common. The bodies of 8 Union soldiers were uncovered and relocated to the nearby National Cemetery, where while Blunt Hall stood, it was often said that the spirits of these soldiers would roam the corridors. Some individuals walking to Perkins Hall have even claimed that soldiers can be seen comparing maps near the original gravesites. There are a couple of submissions, I guess. I was looking at Reddit, people going through and saying that, like, yes, I have been walking around, and Civil War soldiers have been basically running to the battlefield to the sides of me, like with their guns, the bayonets out, baby.
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it.
Nobody's seen that.
This guy right here, he said, I had a paranormal experience in the basement of Perkins my freshman year.
He saw Civil War soldiers running on the sides of him?
Yes.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it for a second.
I believe it.
I do believe it. Look, everybody says the Civil War ghosts. People know that they're here on campus.
Yeah, the town that I'm from, there was a big battle in, and elementary school was like on a battlefield, and there were always kind of ghost stories. I'm all in on the Confederate and Union ghosts. They are for sure real.
Hmm.
I do feel like if anybody's most likely to be a ghost, like that group of people is high on the list. Hoskins Library is very haunted. Are you guys familiar with Hoskins Library?
Is that the one on the Ag campus?
I don't know. Hoskins Library was the old one before Hodges. Is this correct?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm only really familiar with Hodges.
Brandon, can you look up where on campus
I've heard
Hoskins
the name
is?
Hoskins. Is it still up on campus? Hoskins?
I kind of think so. Is anybody looking this up?
Looking for you right now.
Okay.
It's over by World's Fair Park. Kind of,
It's off of Cumberland, right across from Circle Drive. So it's right across the street from Harris Hall. You know where it is? It's on James Agee. So it's on James Agee and Cumberland, the corner.
Yeah, but that
James
I've
Agee. I've always heard
there.
It's.
Is it?
AG.
Yeah, no, I was about to say I've never heard James Agee
my whole life.
That's AG.
That really threw me off. So. Yeah, sorry, Rick.
So
there's an
James
Einstein Brothers
too. AG.
Okay, Hoskins is the one on the hill. If you were going down the strip, it's the one to the left on the hill.
It is.
Okay, I
it's
know
got
exactly.
The,
yeah.
It's got the long
yes,
kind of
yeah.
breezeway.
I had
thing.
Classes in yeah. Hoskins.
Okay, so
early
here's what
on.
It says.
Check it out.
Built in 1931. We should go one of these nights. One of the next two nights. We should go.
I remember Hoskins.
Built in 1931 with additions made in the 1960s, Hoskins Library is home to the well-known spirit called Evening Primrose, who is known for being active but elusive. Stories tell of her playing with elevator buttons, knocking books from shelves, and most peculiarly, baking cornbread. Oh, cornbread, you say. When the scent of freshly baked cornbread comes wafting through the halls, staff members know that the spirit is afoot. The identity of Evening Primrose is unknown, and paranormal detectives have been unable to catch any evidence of her in Hoskins Halls. We got a caller. I'm hoping right now that they got a story about Evening Primrose. That'd be pretty cool, right? It'd be pretty cool. What do you think about Evening Primrose?
I'm not buying
we
it.
We should cornbread. Go. We should go.
Cornbread.
We should
no
go.
One has ever smelled.
We should go.
No. Justin called in and said it's where they do ROTC now.
Oh, Hoskins. At Hoskins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did he say anything about the ghost?
Nothing about the ghost. So just wanted us to clarify what Hoskins
she
okay.
makes
what's going
cornbread.
Down there. Appreciate we appreciate
that.
It.
She makes cornbread, but is it like paranormal cornbread or just real cornbread?
No, dude, it's
appear?
Just southern
it
cornbread.
It can't be real cornbread. They'd have that oh, would be the evidence goodness. That they're looking for.
Because I was going to say, I mean,
cornbread just starts piling
just start
up.
Spinning every day in Hoskins.
Yeah. Man, there's two more good ones. I will save them for tomorrow. But the two good ones for tomorrow, Strong Hall and The Hill. Have you guys ever heard of The Man on the Hill?
No. I've got one for tomorrow as well.
Okay, good. I the one of the first things that I was ever told when I came to the campus
Baker
of the
Peter's
University
house.
Of Tennessee was there's a man on the hill with a hole in his head. Under his hat. Right there on top. There's a story to it.
I've never heard this.
Can we go ghost hunting?
Yeah. I kind of do. Will someone, you want to go to Hoskins Library tonight?
I mean, like, if anyone wants
11
to go
p.m.
Like, 11 to midnight and just
Brandon,
somewhere yeah. really haunted.
Come on, I don't even believe that ghosts are real and I'm going.
Then why are you going?
Let's go find out.
If you really want to have a paranormal experience, there's a haunted, like, cave, bridge in Kingsport area.
Yeah, the Sensabaugh tunnel. Yeah,
the Sensabaugh
tunnel.
Is that what you're going to talk about tomorrow?
The what tunnel?
No. The Sensabaugh tunnel.
What's Sensabaugh. The Sensabaugh tunnel?
What is it about?
It's very
Why
scary.
Have you never brought this up?
I don't know. It's just something you know about if you're from around here. I don't know. People just
yeah,
know
just
about
know.
It.
You know.
Yeah. You know.
Who told you? They?
I've just known about it. I've known about it since I was in high school.
Sounds like a conspiracy. Let me tell you, if there's one thing we're doing, we're not turning the car off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
we're
have
getting
to.
Out of the car. We are getting
You're
out of the
driving.
Car. Turning
hey,
it
sir,
off. Getting
sir,
out of the car.
Sir, I'm not getting out of no car.
Turning all the lights off.
No. I'm not getting out of no car. I'll go, but I'm kind of shook right now, you know. But I'm not
you
getting out of the car.
People don't know what we're talking about. You got to let the people know.
Sensabaugh Tunnel. Apparently, there was a guy named Edward Sensabaugh, and he lived around this tunnel that is located just off of Big Elm Road in Kingsport, Tennessee. It sounds like Ron Hayden is familiar with it. This guy, Edward Sensabaugh, the story goes that in the early 1920s, he killed his whole family and he tossed their bodies into the river, the creek, that was just next to the tunnel. Therefore, the tunnel is now haunted. As the legend goes, supposedly if you turn off your car engine, it will not restart until you look into your rearview mirror, where you see an apparition of Edward Sensabaugh approaching your vehicle. And then as he gets close, the car will magically be able to turn back on. They say you they say you can very loudly hear footsteps. I have multiple of my friends
and
texting
the baby.
Me right now. The one of my friends have been there. He's texting me right now. I'll see what it is. You can hear baby crying. You can hear footsteps.
Let's do
you
it.
Can hear Aiden's shrieks.
I'm sure
we have multiple stories.
Anybody
here.
who's from around here, been Northeast Tennessee, they've heard of it or been there.
Let's do it.
You know he's not here. You know he's not here.
Yeah. He ain't here yet. Come on.
Wow. We're not getting out of the car, but I mean,
we're getting out of the car.
And we're not turning the car off. That seems stupid.
I'm definitely whoever's driving is turning the car off.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the whole point
for
of
sure.
going. I'll drive.
You have to
Why would
turn,
you turn the
car
off.
That's the whole point.
To get it to activate.
to
get him out of the woodwork.
Yeah, if I'm going, I want to see it.
You guys want to perform a séance?
No.
You want to bring
is that like a
Ouija
little
board?
Too far?
No. Apparently, there's a witch buried somewhere in a cemetery in Morristown. Me and my friends went to that one time.
Oh, man.
Nothing happened.
Well, did you perform a séance?
No.
Well, that's probably why.
My buddy says that the tunnel was flooded when he went. So
Hayden said, I never saw the man, but when I turned the car off, I heard crying.
Do you think your brain just starts to mess with you at that point, though?
No.
Like, you're listening
I think
for
he
things?
Heard it.
Was he able, when he turned his car off, would it not turn back on? Because isn't that what it says as well?
That's what it's supposed to do.
I like it.
Wow.
I say we do it.
Sensabaugh Tunnel.
Friday night? I say we go up Friday
night.
Got
people riled up.
I say we get there around 11:30, hang out for till midnight, till it's Halloween.
And then you want to go in the tunnel when the clock strikes 12?
I want to taunt.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I want to taunt Sensabaugh.
Oh, don't do that. That's
and tell him to come out. I want to tell him to come out the woodwork.
Oh, you are just asking for the spirit to attach to us all and haunt us for all of eternity.
I want to tell him to come out and play. Maybe even carry some bottles.
Bad idea.
And do like the old school Warriors movie. Clank them together.
No.
Sensabaugh. Sensabaugh.
Should we bring like a Ghostbusters vacuum?
Sensabaugh. Come out and bling.
Oh my God.
Hey, Sensi. I'll turn off my car for you.
Yeah.
Come out.
What about the babies? Hit them with that. Today's days. National Internal Medicine Day.
I am spooked.
We need internal medicine.
I'll tell you that. Spooked.
Also, National First Responders Day. Shout out to all the first responders doing a great job out there. And last but not least, go enjoy some dessert today, Charlie. It's National Chocolate Day.
Okay. Sounds pretty good. Hey, everybody out there, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Sensabaugh.
I guess it's not part of it. Yeah, Sensabaugh Tunnel. Get ready for the ghost stories tomorrow because they are coming. Spooky season. Have a great day. This is Blitz.